And the White House is soliciting support from some unlikely allies, Republicans. In the past few days, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and Bush Administration Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson have come out in support of overhauling health care. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
The former majority leader of the Senate, Republican Bill Frist, said this week that if he were in Congress now, he'd take the heat and vote for health care reform. Here he is on CNN.
I'm coming out very strongly in support of what's going on in the Senate Finance Committee. It's bipartisan. I hope that it ends up being bipartisan. If not, I think it's going to be a destructive bill. Mm-hmm. But it's bipartisan people working together. So we're on the way there.
Then there's Mark McClellan. He ran Medicare under President George W. Bush.
Congress needs to act. The health care issues facing this country are both major and urgent. We have a real opportunity now to make some progress on not just improving coverage, but also improving health care. My hope is that we'll take advantage of those opportunities.
And here's another one, Republican Bob Dole, another former Senate Majority Leader.
I think we need health care reform, and we need it now. We don't need it 4 or 5 years from now.
Dole spoke to NPR's political editor Ken Rudin a few weeks ago, and his stance has only gotten stronger since, that the Republican minority in Congress needs to be more flexible. He told the Kansas City Star yesterday, quote, "I don't want the Republicans putting up a no sign and saying we're not open for business." And there are more Republicans coming out, some after being nudged by the Obama administration. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, an independent running as the Republican nominee for re-election, former Tennessee Senator Howard Baker, another past majority leader, and Bush administration Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson. He signed on to a joint statement with former House Democratic leader Dick Gephardt that says, "Failure to reach an agreement on health reform this year is not an acceptable option." So, is all this pressure from Republicans outside Congress affecting Republicans inside Congress?
Not a bit. Not a bit.
No, exactly the opposite.
No.
That's the answer from California's Daryl Issa, Illinois' Mark Kirk, and Arizona's Jeff Flake.
It's like endorsements in a congressional race. They're usually overrated.
Flake says what's going on here is an obvious political tactic by the Obama administration.
They'll always go after people to try to get support, and we expect that, but I can't see it affecting many votes here.
And many congressional Republicans point out, if you look closely at all those endorsements, they're actually pretty vague. Frist, for example, is urging Congress to pass a bill after some changes are made. And California's Daryl Issa says Schwarzenegger's support isn't unconditional either.
My governor's not saying sign H.R. 3200 or vote for it, and nothing close to it.
H.R. 3200 being the number of the bill expected to come before the House. But Issa does acknowledge the main message of all those Republicans outside the Capitol, that there is a big opportunity here that should not be wasted.
Yes, they do want us to reach a compromise on those things which we can compromise on, which would lower the cost of health care and increase availability and portability. And Republicans, almost to a person, are very much in favor of that, including myself.
The problem is all that other stuff, the health care reforms the majority Democrats want to enact. So whether rank-and-file Republicans ultimately vote yay or nay, as Bob Dole says, it's probably going to be the toughest vote they'll cast in their congressional career. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
Here's a little more on our top story. President Obama has won the Nobel Peace Prize today. In a statement, the Nobel Committee says Obama won for diplomacy, quote, "founded in the concept that those who are to lead the world must do so on the basis of values shared by the majority of the world's population." You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.